Yo, what's good? Game on, Wisconsin. Welcome back to another episode of Coast to Coast Packers. I'm Bernie Bango here with my PIC, Amar Desai. We're ready to review the schedule, man. We've both had some busy-ass days, and we're happy now to sit down and just talk about the schedule, just guys being dudes at this point.
Hell yeah, man. I'm down with that, man. How you been, bro? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I was sick, but I was like, I'm the man. So I was like, I was getting healthy. You know, I did my show Big Cheese yesterday. That was a good time. But then this morning, I had to go dig out my septic tank at my Airbnb. And it's getting fixed. It'll be completely fixed by tomorrow morning. But I had to go dig it out because renting an excavator was way more expensive than I thought. And I, you know, it was just like digging a foxhole again. I just haven't, you know.
Bring you back.
Bring you back, man. But no, otherwise, man, I'm just, you know, I had some, I was outdoors for a few hours doing some manual labor, man. I tell you, I felt pretty good afterwards.
I 100% feel on that. I was literally out all day yesterday, like cutting the grass, weeding, weed whacking. And then, you know, I had to go to in-laws and help them with a whole bunch of stuff there. And, you know, got a lot done, got their Wi-Fi set up, got, you know, helped them figure out that their car battery needed to get changed out, you know, got the printer working, and then cleaned the basement, rearranged some stuff. And kind of like the guy from the LA Fitness, the Planet Fitness commercial. And yeah. I picked things up and I put them down. That's basically what I was. I was the hired help, man. I was like, just, yeah, you know, anything that said heavy. It's like, Amar, can you come get this? I was like, yeah, I think so. So it was pretty good, though. So I feel you, man. It sucks. I was like, when we were younger, weekends were always a good time for just to relax and just play video games or do nothing. And it seems like you stop doing what you're doing during the regular week and then your work or whatever. And then guess what? Your weekend, you got more shit going on. It's just nonstop, man. It's nonstop.
Yeah. No, man, it's adulting is real.
You ain't lying.
But man, so last Wednesday, right? The schedule was released. People were going crazy all day. It was like some teams' schedules were being leaked, and there were some teams that were obviously a little, Green Bay even said something. I think they tweeted or something like that. Hey, like, next year, can you not leak our schedule if you get a hold of it? But yeah, man. What was so? Any knee-jerk reactions or any moments you had on Wednesday?
Oh yeah. I had one where I got blasted on it, and I deserved it because it was definitely a knee-jerk reaction. It was, I think, us playing Miami and the 49ers kind of back to back.
Yeah.
And it was like a 4-day break, right? And I was pissed at the schedule. I'm like, why would you do that? You know, those are two high powered offenses, and Niners have been a kryptonite, a bugaboo for us for how many years now, right?
Yeah.
It pissed me off. Then I went back and had multiple people tell me, you know, that's a good thing. You know, when the Packers have their back against the wall, it seems to be where they perform better. Like, the games they should win, sometimes they don't win. They kind of play down to the competition, right?
Yeah.
And the games that they're slated to lose, they come out there and beat the shit out of people, like Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Chiefs at home. You know, all these kind of things, right? And so that was my biggest one where I was like, all right. And then, of course, the positive one I had was the week 10 bye week. You know, we've been kind of crippled with, like, week 5, week 6 kind of bye weeks, and having one later in the season. I mean, it's funny. Every year that happens – it seems like whenever we have the bye week, it always comes at a perfect time, regardless of like when it is. Right? Even if it's an early bye week, we were so banged up that year in like 2022 that it just worked out. Was it 2022? It was a year before that. But same thing. I'm feeling you, man. So those were my two biggest ones. The schedule like lined up well. You know, it lined up well, I thought, for what we kind of got going on.
Yeah. The thing that stood out to me, that the one thing that kind of irked me, was all three home division games are gold package games. I don't know how I feel about that. Because a lot of those some gold package fans go, some gold package fans make sure they get their tickets into the hands of of Packer fans, but there's a good chunk of Gold Package fans that are out there looking for the highest bidder.
Yep. And
there's so many people that want to get to Lambeau. Right? They want to make the pilgrimage to the Holy Land, right? And they want to come observe football, in the shrine that is Lambeau Field. So there's away fans that are willing to pay that pretty penny, man. And I don't know how I feel about that. You know, we'll see. I guess we'll see how those games go, right? And how the crowds turn out.
Yeah, they're all divisional games. And the one thing I think we have going for us, because of the fact that they're Gold Package games, that they are noon kickoffs. Someone can correct me there if I'm wrong, but I could swear they're all noon kickoffs. So more than likely, the Milwaukee crowd should show up for those games. They normally, from what we see in the past, is like when they're Thursday games or for late night Monday or Sunday games, they're like, I don't want to do that shit because it's the travel.
Good talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then
I remember that because one of them was Thursday. And
yeah.
People were
The Thursday night game against the Lions.
It was like a huge chunk of blue and silver.
It was all fucking blue and gray garbage. I was like, what are we doing right now? But you're right. Like, I'm annoyed by that. But being a grown adult, understanding the logistics of it, it makes sense why they do. I just wish they would sell it to Packer fans. Like, Kyle Kuzno, the de facto mayor of Green Bay, he always is online. He's like, hey guys, if you have tickets and you can't make it to the game, please tell me. I'll make sure a Packer fan gets it, right? Yeah. So you may not get like top dollar, but you'll still get pretty good money, and you know that it's going to someone that's going to represent right now. Of course, people can lie, but Kyle kind of weeds them folks out. So I'm with you, man. Like, the Gold Package has had their moments, and they haven't been great. And I'm kind of hoping that this year they can maybe make up for a lot of the negativity that's been surrounded around them.
And like, division rivals are the games that you want to see the most, right?
Yeah.
So like, this isn't like, oh, the Jaguars are coming to town, or you know, some team that no one really wants to see. they better show up. But before we jump into week one, Heath Soter, Coast to Coast Packers, the one shining light in the bleakness that is every workday Monday. Man,
Soter's the man. He hyping us up, man. I love it.
Saving the Monday. You know, sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays, right? I believe someone would get their ass kicked if they said that at my job, right?
Yeah, for real. So someone's shitting your cereal bowl.
That's office space, man.
Yep, exactly. The case of the Mondays. Like, shut your ass up. Like,
so, man, week one. Eagles in Brazil. How we feeling? What we thinking?
You know, a part of me is like, it sucks that it's on Peacock, but I have Peacock, so I don't like that, but it is what it is, right? We just know that this is the future. This is the way it's going to keep going, right? It's going to keep going to where, like, it's going to be on these streaming services. That's whatever, right? But the cool thing is that I'm not hearing LaFleur being Mr., you know, negative Debbie Downer, negative Nancy about it, and, like, just being poo-pooing on the idea of having to travel. He's just like, hey, this is what we got to do. Other teams have to deal with it too. We're going to have to deal with it. We're going to get done. Week one is good because you get out the way. It does suck that we're playing a team like the Philadelphia Eagles, who is in the NFC, who more than likely this would be a tiebreaker situation down the road for playoff implications, like when it comes to seeding. Hell, it could be for even making the playoffs, right? I mean, seven teams make it, and you know, NFC, as much as I don't want to admit it, has gotten better in a lot of different teams, a lot of different areas. And we're going to go through the schedule and kind of go through that. And I think that it'll be a good test. I think we'll get to see Cooper DeJean and see how good or bad he is, right? Right? And then I think it'll be a good test for Jeff Hafley, because if we all remember in 2022 – the Philadelphia Eagles ran for 364 yards or 363 yards on us, right?
Yeah.
And it was a very much of a legacy game for Mr. Barry, because that was the worst ever. And they went back like the existence of the NFL, and no one's ever had some shit like that happen to them.
Yeah.
So be a great test for Hafley, and it'll be a great test to see where Jordan is, because he's going to be playing against a defense of Vic Fangio that he's pretty aware, pretty kind of experienced with Joe Barry. Yeah. It'll be cool to see.
I'm pumped for it, man. I know it's considered an Eagles home game. I'm glad that our international game is an away game. But from what I understand, there are thousands of Packer fans in Brazil. Right? We were talking to Nagler last week. He's going to the game.
Yeah. Jesus representing.
You know, like, for Packer fans from here traveling, I think there might be more Packer fans there than Eagles fans, but we'll find out.
Yeah. Well, probably.
Hurts had like 157 yards and 17 carries the last time I think we faced them. So I really hope that has Halfley defense slows down that run a little bit more. I'm worried about those plays that Hurts can make with his feet.
Yep.
And I'm gonna sit on crack a cold one there.
As we get started here. Okay, all right.
The thing is though, I got a feeling Packers are gonna lose a close one down here, man. It's gonna be exciting though, and then there's gonna be a big reaction. I think we try to run the ball quite a bit and keep hold on to the ball and keep the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hands.
I'm with you, man. I agree. I think that I really feel like it'll be a good test for both sides, but the whole team as a whole, right? And I feel like we can squeak away with a win just because everything that we're dealing with, they're dealing with too. And if you looked at the international ratings, the Packers were like the number one team in Brazil. A, because of the colors probably, and then B, just because of the large pour out. So, you know, it's like kind of like when we were in London in 2022, and we had such a huge, like, showing of Packer fans there, right? So I'm kind of hoping this time around they can come back out with the W. So I'm going to say a win here because, you know, LaFleur has experience going up against a Vic Fangio defense, right? And then this is a real, I hate to say it, but I'm not saying it's a statement game for the offense, more of a statement game for the defense, because you got a high power offense coming in. And this is the chance for Jeff Halfley to show that from a week to week basis, he's going to really plan his defenses around who he's playing against. Not like just, oh, this is my scheme, this is what we run. No, it's very week to week based on, okay, what do they do well? What do they don't do well? We're going to attack what they do well and exploit what they do poorly.
Okay. I like you, man. I think it's a great way to open the season. I know some people are talking about that time change. I think to Sao Paulo, it's actually only a 2-hour difference from Wisconsin, while London is a 6-hour difference. So I know it's a long flight down there, but since you're going more south, so it's only, from what I understand, it's only a 2-hour difference. So not as big as
that.
I mean, it's a 2-hour distance from Green Bay to San Francisco. Obviously, the other way, you know, but it's still 2-hour difference. But
better than 6-7 hours. So I'll take that.
Yeah. And I'm sure we'll have the return of the Vuvuzela while we're in Brazil.
Yes. Yes. I cannot wait to hear those things go off.
But then we jump into week 2. That's the home opener, baby. And I mean, I love Lambeau home openers.
Yes. I think with this team in particular, you have Anthony Richardson coming off a really terrible rotator cuff shoulder injury. They say he's 100% already. He's looking good in all the tapes I've seen of him just throwing the ball, right? So you got basically, you literally have Philadelphia Light coming to Green Bay. What I mean by that is Shane Steichen, the head coach there, former OC from Philly, right? And then Gus Bradley, who runs basically the same kind of system, the Legion of Boom, and similar system to what Vic Fangio runs. He's also there as a DC. So it's going to be a test. It's a home opener, so I'm really shook of us losing a game at home, right? But I feel like we may drop this one just because of, you know, the travel back. Even though it's 2-hour difference, still a lot of travel back, right? Who knows how the field is over there. Is it going to be a grass field in Brazil or not, right? And then, like
– got to be grass.
You just don't know. It should be grass. I'm thinking it should be grass, right? But I just think, like, an unknown opponent, not a familiar opponent. And honestly, I think we haven't beaten the Colts at home in like the last like 10 games. Like they just have our number. Yeah, it's something crazy. So I definitely think that they may get us at home. I hate picking the Packers to ever lose a game. But it just feels like that could be the kind of game where you really don't know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Anthony Richardson is an anomaly. He's literally like a bigger, stronger version of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I feel you. You know, another quarterback with a big arm and mobility there. He's looking, you know, Richardson's looking good. It's game two. I think there's still going to be a little game rust on him there. I'm maybe a little more worried about JT23. I do enjoy seeing one of my favorite Badgers. I hope he just, you know, I just hope he doesn't go off. But I think Love like just balls out this game, and I'm excited. I think this the offense will find its groove in week two. I have Packers winning this game.
Okay.
And now that you said that we haven't beat them in that long, I feel like when someone says that, sometimes
that jinx. It's like reverse jinx. Hey, baby. Yeah. I'm fine with it. We need a little disparity here, so I'm good with it. Yeah.
So that's it. We both got the team 1-1 after 2 weeks.
Yep.
And these first 3 weeks,
it's tough.
They're tough and they're like interesting games because they're all non-divisional opponents.
Yep.
So week three, then another road game, and we go to the Titans. And for whatever reason, I always feel really confident when we play the Titans.
Yeah, I probably got the number at home, that's for sure. Yeah. Minus the last time, but I do remember like in 2014 where we beat them like 55-14 or something crazy, right? Mm-hmm. If you noticed these first 3 weeks, we're playing up against some really, really good receivers, right? Like you have the AJ Brown and you have like, you know, Devontae Smith coming from Philly. I don't know if Julio Jones got re-signed back up or not, but you have those weapons there. And then you have in the Colts, you have Michael Pittman. They got Adonai Mitchell. They have Alec Pierce. They have really good, like just real big receivers, right? And then now you got the Titans coming into town. The Titans, you know, they redid their whole wide receiver room, right? They still got DeAndre Hopkins. They got Calvin Ridley. They got Tyler Boyd, you know. And I'm a big Will Levis guy. I've been a huge fan of his ever since, like, when he was coming out of Kentucky, right? I was following him since he was in high school. So I like the way he zings the ball. I think he can play really well. But I don't see them dropping two in a row for me, right? Because they're at home right now. I can see them getting that game. With Vrabel not being there, I'm not really sure if they're going to be running. Obviously, not going to be running the same defense. If anything, they're going to be running probably a defense similar to what Cincinnati has, right? I think a lot of the coaching staff came from Cincinnati. So because of that, I'm gonna pick Packers for that one. But it's going to be a tough game. And, you know, I know Soder's over here saying that there's no Henry. That's true. But Tajay Spears is no joke. Tajay Spears is a good running back out of Tulane. He can play. Yeah. There's a reason why they were okay with letting Henry go, because they have a lot of confidence in Spears.
Yeah. I think Levis, he led the NFL in like yards, like attempt. He was throwing like the ball the furthest downfield per attempt. Yeah. And he's got a big strong arm, but he lets him float a little bit too. I think he puts up some big yards, but I think he throws a couple picks as well in this game. And I got Packers winning this one. Titans did beef up their wide receiver room with like Ridley and Boyd, right?
Yep.
But something they should have fixed too was their I think their interior offensive line has some issues, and I think we get after Levis as well.
Yeah.
So I think this one's a W, man. I'm feeling good.
They have a lot of young talent too. Like I think they drafted Staronski, a Packer legacy guy, right?
Yeah.
And then they drafted J.C. Latham out of Alabama. Was it Bama or Georgia? I forgot which one he was. But like they have a lot of like younger talent on the offensive line, right? And you know, Brian Callahan, you know, he's the coach there, and then he brought his dad over, Bill Callahan, and Bill Callahan is like probably one of the best offensive line coaches in the league. Yeah. He's old dude, but he still gets it done, right? So if anyone get that offensive line right, it's going to be him. But hopefully, it's not done by week two. Like the only they're still going through their growing pains. So we can maybe take advantage of that.
Yeah, only we can rebuild that fast. So we
don't
have to worry.
ain't no one built like us, Doc.
All right, your first gold package game.
Here it is.
Vikings come to Lambeau. I'm looking forward to Aaron Jones getting his standing O. I think there will be some emotions from Jones, from some Packers as well. I think we have a better scheme though to stop running backs like Aaron Jones now. But that's like, is it going to be Sam Darnold or JJ McCarthy leading the Vikings at that point?
Yeah, I'm with Soder here. Yes. Fuck the Vikings. He's in fucking Vikings W. I'm with you right there, baby. Fuck the Vikings. Because at the end of the day, that team they drafted as well as they could, but they had to give up a lot to get what they got, right? Getting Dallas Turner, getting JJ McCarthy. Okay, fine. I'm not a JJ McCarthy fan. I think he's gonna be a bust. That's my personal opinion. It doesn't matter if it's Sixth Sense, I see ghosts, Sam Darnold, or if it's JJ McCarthy. I think that we're gonna really take advantage of that team. Our defense, regardless of who has been the coach, especially Kenny Clark, has career games against Bradbury and that offensive line. The only person that's worth a damn is Christian Darrisaw. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think that he had some difficulties with Lucas Van Ness. And I remember Preston Smith was whooping his ass too. Rashawn had some tough times against him, but everybody else was getting his ass. And you know what? Like, they're coming to our house, you know, and I am really looking forward to seeing, like, who knows? Like, they're probably going to have Justin Jefferson. He's going to be signed up probably here in the next couple weeks, I bet. But let's say some shit happens and they don't sign him. And now you ain't got him. I'm just saying, like, one of the biggest reasons why we lost him at home was because of the fact that our secondary didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
Jair was trying to do way too much, and he was looking really bad. And reality was he had no faith in the back end. I think a lot of those issues that we saw in those games against Minnesota are going to go away. And they're literally coming in with the same quarterback situation they had when they played us last time. If you think about it, like, Kirk Cousins was there and then he got hurt, right? Yeah. But the second game, it was Jaren Hall and Nick Mullins. And you know what? Week three in the season, JJ McCarthy or Sam Darnold, I mean, that's the same basic quarterback right there. So
yeah,
I'm going W right here. I think maybe Minnesota's maybe a year away from being relevant.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to be probably the worst team in our division this year.
I think so too. You know, Justin Jefferson will have a few nice plays. I think Aaron Jones will have a few nice runs, but I think Packers lead almost from start to finish in this one. 3-1 after four games. I used to break the game down, like break the season down in four game chunks, but now you can't because of that stupid 17th game. So it's like we got to get to that 18th game and we can do like, you can either do like three Sixes. Games or six
yeah,
games.
Yeah, three or six.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, I guess, six games is a good third of the season.
Right, right.
Yeah. But then Packers get to go take over L.A., right? And we go down and meet our old buddy Matt Stafford.
Okay.
You know, I love playing. You know, I like Stafford, man. Of quarterbacks that I like, you know, out there. Stafford, I always appreciated him in Detroit. Tough dude. He's got that gunslinger mentality. I was happy for him when he got a Super Bowl. But I think with the weapons on this field, this game is going to turn into a shootout. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. But one of the big things is no Aaron Donald for the Rams, right?
Yep.
So I think this game is going to be highlighted by a lot of big tight end play. I think Kraft and Musgrave are each going to have a touchdown, but I also think Tyler Higbee of the Rams is going to have a touchdown too. So it's just going to be a big day of tight ends all around.
Is Higbee going to be back for that game? Do you think he'll be back?
No, I don't know.
I was going to say, I'm with you on that because they have another guy behind him who's pretty good too. But I was going to say, he tore up his knee like one of the last games of the season, right?
Okay.
And I remember like they were calling it a dirty hit or whatever. So I'm with you. I think like when we played them last, we played against a Brett Rippin who got cut like literally the next day and then he didn't get picked up again. Okay. Yeah. I agree with Soder too, where like that West Coast travel just really fucks us up every single time. And the truth of the matter is that if Stafford is there, it's week five. Okay. Stafford has had nothing but injury issues. He has lower back issues. He has a UCL arm injury that he has yet to get right. I mean, the guy was getting literally injections every 4 weeks just to get the inflammation down in his arm, right? So yeah. If he's healthy, they have a shot. And the thing is, like, you know, Cooper Kupp was really up and down last year. Puka Nacua is no longer an unknown. Like, you know exactly what he is. He's legit, yeah. Right? I couldn't agree with you more. It could be a shootout. They have a lot of good young talent on that defense. They got Jared Verse. They got, you know, Brendan Freschi, both FSU guys, right? And Chris Shula is a first-time DC. So just like Jeff Hafley is a first-time DC. So you're going to – who knows, right? Like, it can go either way. The only thing I think we have going for us, and this could be a jinky jank, all right? Matt LaFleur has never lost Sean McVay. He's the one guy out of that tree that he always beats.
Yeah.
So can he continue that streak? That is going to be the thing. So I'm going to pick a W here just because of the history. But I'll be honest with you, I'm definitely in the back of my head leaning your way and Soder's way, where I'm like, okay, you know, like, I'm probably Soder's way. I'm thinking like, okay, you know, we're going to probably lose that game just because some shit's going to go down. But
I'm feeling confident in this one for some
reason. Yeah. Okay. So we're both good then. Okay. So we're both going to go W's and then Soder could be the L. That's fine.
I like my problem is like when I make predictions like this, I'm like, we should win this game. Well, if we should win this, I'm going to pick it as a win then, you know, is what I feel. Yeah. But I guess you could say we should win every game.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, that's my go-to, baby. I'm like, shit, we should win every freaking game there is, man.
So week 6, Cardinals migrate to Lambeau Field.
That's going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be sneaky good.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, Kyler's, you know, going to make his plays. We're going to get to see Marvin Harrison. I actually lived in Arizona for 10 years. I lived for 3 of those years. I was literally like 5 minutes from the Cardinals stadium. Mm-hmm. And I've been to a handful of games there. Got a lot of friends that are Cardinal fans. I lived there when the Cardinals made the run to the Super Bowl and lost to the Steelers. Yep. And then 2 years later, the Steelers made the Super Bowl again and lost to the Packers. But in this game, I got Packers winning this one again, man. I don't see the Cardinals coming to Lambeau and winning.
That's it. They're a dome team too, right? They're a dome team, I believe, right? Isn't Arizona a dome? So yeah, I don't think so, because right now that's looking like what? That's gonna be like probably mid-October. So they're gonna start getting chilly in Green Bay. I am definitely thinking that we'll see what Marvin Harrison Jr. is all about. We will also see, you know, they do got some other younger talent. Michael Wilson was pretty good there. Greg Dortch was pretty good. Trey McBride is probably one of the top 5 tight ends in the league. If you look at his numbers, he was right up there with Sam Laporta. And, you know, Kelsey actually had a fall off after he got banged up, right? So offensively, you have all that. And on top of that, too, you still got James Conner there who still tends to run his ass off when he needs to. Yeah. Their offensive line is the question, you know. Kyler, he's going to be a year removed from his ACL, so I think he'll be probably good. He'll probably do pretty well. Defensively, I mean, their head coach is the former DC for Philly, right?
Yeah.
They have a lot of good young talent, but I'm not scared of it. So I'm with you guys. I think that's going to be a win. But it's definitely going to be a good test for, you know, I hope a guy, Kalen King, doesn't have to cover Marvin Harrison Jr. and have to relive his OSU and Penn State days. But
We should have John Marvin, right?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Marvin Harrison should be a number one, right, from year one.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Then, after that Cardinals game, this game, man, Texans travel to the tundra. I want you to go first on this game because I got some big thoughts on this one, man.
Okay. All right. So, this is going to be my – oh man, my boy Monty has been saying this on all his shows on Pack a Day and Game, Last Call Lambo, giving them shout outs because they deserve it. This could be like a Super Bowl preview. Personally, I think like Houston literally went out and was like, screw it, we're gonna go all in, we're gonna get Stephon Diggs, we're gonna get another weapon, right? We're gonna get Stroud what he needs, okay? And D'Amico Ryans is a fucking good head coach. He knows exactly what he's doing. And yeah. I'll be honest with you, if we had Aaron Rodgers back there, I'd be a little concerned because D'Amico and Robert Saleh had Rodgers' number for years, right? And I don't know if they're going to have – I don't think they're going to have Jordan Love's number. And this is going to be that game that is going to be two young guns going against each other. You know, it's going to be an amazing test for offense because, I mean, dude, they went and got Joe Mixon. They still got Nico Collins and Tank Dell, who hopefully he's recovered from all his injuries. And they got Stephon Diggs. Offense line is really good. They got Dalton Schultz tight end. Like, it's a really young and up-and-coming team. The defense, yeah. They went and got Daniel Hunter, who also knows us very well, right? Hopefully he still stays healthy. And the way Nick Caserio has developed that team, it's he really tore it down and built it back up the right way. And he's one of the few GMs that has done it the Patriot way and succeeded, right? So this is going to be one hell of a game. And again, it's going to really show how LaFleur will be able to go up against a guy that he used to work with, a guy that knows him explicitly well and vice versa. And then also Jeff Hafley. Jeff Hafley used to work with D'Amico Ryans too. So it's going to be interesting to see, like, by this time, we're almost in the middle of the season. We should have an idea about what our offense is like, and we should have a pretty good idea if Jeff Hafley is the truth, or is this Green Bay just snake bitten when it comes to DCs?
Yeah, I got you. I feel, man, this is going to be an instant classic. 2023 Rookie of the Year, CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
He's got weapons now and Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. Jordan Love could be playing at, like, we could be talking like Jordan Love MVP at this point of the season,
possibly,
I think this one goes back and forth. I think there's a good chance it could go to overtime.
Yep.
I got Packers winning this one. If they were playing in Houston, I would pick the Texans.
I agree.
I got a feeling Packers are gonna pull this out in overtime, mm-hmm. or like at the last part of the game. We're gonna be 6-1. We're gonna be talking about the one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
Heath Soder said it here. I'm gonna say it too. Super Bowl preview. He says nope, but I agree with him.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like it could be. It's gonna be a W, but it could be a Super Bowl preview. Or it could be even an MVP race, right?
Yes.
They could be talking about CJ Stroud MVP as well in this game. So this could be, we could be talking about MVP level quarterbacks, Super Bowl preview. This is going to be the first game that could feel like a playoff atmosphere. I'm stoked. This one popped up on the schedule, I was like, hell yeah.
Me too. I'm not going to lie. I forgot about that as one of our opponents. And then when I finally saw week 7, I'm like, oh shit, like that's going to be a game. That's going to be must see TV.
Yeah. Then we go play another AFC South opponent after that. And this is like October 27th. It's a good time to leave Wisconsin and go hang out in Florida, you know, for a week and go big cat hunting, you know, some big sport hunting in Florida. Mm-hmm. So the weather's probably going to be fantastic. How are you feeling about this trip to Florida? You know, people might talk about this being a trap game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this feels like a trap game. Because, you know, Jags aren't bad, you know, and going there, you know, you never know. There's going to be a lot of Packer fans in attendance, though.
I think so. I mean, Leroy Butler is from Florida. That's his alma mater, Florida State University. He said he's going to that game. So I was like, all right, man, that's pretty cool. This is a make or break year for Trevor Lawrence, personally, right? He has been snake bitten by injuries. He had a couple good years. He had a really off year last year. Not all his fault. They lost weapons and they gained weapons. You know, they lost Calvin Ridley, but they picked up Brian Thomas Jr., who I'm a big, big, big fan of. And they, on defense, I forgot who the hell their DC is now. Shit. Is their DC, but it was somebody that I knew. Hold on, give me one second. But I just think that it's probably gonna be a trap game. I feel like Jacksonville does have if they can't figure it out this year, you may see a coaching change there when it comes to Doug Peterson. So Ryan Nielsen was a guy who actually interviewed for the Packers job. He is a my man, he's Dennis Allen. He is a Dennis Allen disciple. So his defenses have given us trouble in the past, but more so Rodgers than they have Love, because Love went up against that defense last year against the Saints, and you know he was able to be successful, right? So going away, going to Florida, we don't win in Florida very often. Last time we played Jacksonville, we barely beat them, and that's when they have like Jake Luton as damn quarterback. So yeah, no, I think it's a win, but it's gonna be tough because that weather, man. Like, it's not just the fact that it's gonna be late October, right? Yeah. But it could be rainy, it could be muggy, it could be nasty, could still be windy. Humid. Yeah. Like, it could just be nasty. So it could go either way. But personally, I feel like Packers should get that one. It'll just be one of the ones where like. I guess by week eight, we should know exactly what our defense is about and exactly what Jacksonville. You have a good idea. You know, Travis Etienne, you got to make sure you stop him. And that's, I think, our biggest – their defense – now I'm going to tell you right now, their defensive line is disgusting. I mean, they went and got Eric Armstead. They still got Josh Allen, the defensive end Josh Allen. They have Trayvon Walker. They have Fakatui, I think his name is. He's a defensive tackle. They have a really, really good defense. Oh, guess what? Darnell Savage revenge game.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it's gonna be tough sledding. But someone told me this. All these like tough things, it makes your, and I agreed with him. And I've always said this. I don't know why I didn't think about it, but it goes, these are situations that make your team better. When you're going through teams that have really good teams. You know, you make it or you break it, right? And I think, you know, this is a great opportunity to show, hey, through adversity, you can become stronger. I think that will happen here.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be Vince Lombardi out in the bayou wrestling an alligator. That's what this game is going to feel like. It's going to be ugly. Yes. And there's going to be times where the Packers take the lead and then Trevor Lawrence like leads a great-looking drive. Because, I mean, you see that from them from time to time, and you're just going to be like, why can't we shake these fools? But I think Love has a decisive ending of the game drive. And the, like you said, Packers pull this out. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be 7-1. I feel like we're going to be 7-1 at this point. Fans are going to be hyped AF, man. And
could
we're
going to
be
imagine, though? Bro, could you imagine by week 8, we're 7-1?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying,
I'm telling you, the bandwagon fans are gonna be jumping on our dick. You're gonna have all these haters. They're gonna be, oh, I've always believed in the Packers, even though you got fuckers saying that the Chicago Bears have a chance. Nick Wright over here saying the Chicago Bears have a great chance with a Super Bowl this year. Like, get your ass out of here. Stick to fucking football, basketball, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
He's really desperate for fans.
He's just trying to get clicks and shit. Like, shut your ass up, dog. Like,
fucking Chicago looks like Bears. Tom Green. That dude looks like Tom Green to me, doesn't he?
He does look like Tom Green.
He's probably also putting his bum on something, right?
Oh, man, that's actually an insult to Tom Green. I actually am a big Nick Wright fan. There's some things he does say, but when he says shit like that, I'm like, bro, man, like, oh, my God, like, shut the fuck up. Like, what are you doing right now? Gosh. Yeah. But, no, you're right, though. I think Jacksonville's going to be – it's going to be 7-1. Could you imagine? Holy shit.
So we escape. So we escape Jacksonville. We come home.
Okay.
Next gold package game. We bring the Lions in.
Okay.
It's November 3rd. Lambeau Field gets its first real deep frost this weekend, and then Goff has to come out and play like in this blustery, like first wintry front in Green Bay. That's what I'm hoping for. I think Jacobs, Dylan, Lloyd look like a three-headed monster in this cold, windy, late fall day. I don't know.
I think the Detroit Lions, they made the right moves for them to be stronger on defense, right? Yeah. I think you already know what they're about on offense, and I'm going to call them the money back team because they dropped a shit ton of money on their offense. You know, you got almost – $48.5 million on average, almost $50 million a year for Jared Goff. You're paying $30 million a year for Amon-Ra St. Brown. You're paying a shit ton of money for Penei Sewell, who's a right tackle, right? So I'm just saying, like, they've dropped a shit ton of money. They did draft, you know, Eric Anus Rakeshaw and Tyrion Arnold. So their secondary looks better too, right? I think they got some good. They picked up somebody safety wise as well too. I think Chauncey Gardner-Johnson come back there. So, you know, for me, what I've noticed about Love, and I don't know how true this is, but they say that he has never lost to any team twice. Obviously, he's only played 1 year, right? So, but he lost the Lions and they beat the Lions, right? So, yeah. For me, I can definitely just like, I get what Soder's saying that they could probably sleepwalk. There's something about the way LaFleur coached this team last year when they had that 4 or 5 game losing streak and then they went on this like tear, right? And I just see the way that he has, I feel like he has so much more like-minded individuals now on his coaching staff. And what I mean, them is on defense, right? Just the way we're attacking people. And I just really just seeing like a melting of the minds, I think LaFleur has figured out Aaron Glenn's defense. Aaron Glenn's defense statistically is not that good. It has not been good. I was happy as hell to hear that they brought him back. So that I'm not worried about. Ben Johnson, pretty creative, but even then, like he started getting exposed too at the end of the year, right? And there's something about the trash that those guys talked in that like week 3 game or week 2 game or whatever it was that I think really didn't sit right with Love. And my man still didn't get his turkey leg on Thanksgiving. So all I'm going to say is, you know what? Packers win. Fuck the Lions. Let's go.
I got the Packers W here as well. I think late in the game when the Lions are trying to drive to tie the ball game up, I think the cold is getting to Goff and he ends up like a strip sack or something like that. Goff is – I feel like he's always good for a couple turnovers when he plays the Packers, especially outdoors later in the season.
Yes.
He's more prone to it.
Bro, so, real quick.
8-1, baby.
Real quick right there. His numbers in a dome and then outside are so dramatically different. They are like night and freaking day. And the fact that we put him through a fucking blender – in a dome at home was pretty amazing, right? But the truth is, he does not play well in the elements. He just doesn't. All right, and that's they got lucky against us last time. Yeah, I get all that. Whatever, we were just fucking figuring ourselves out when they played us at home last time. But this time, nah, dog. Week 9, they're gonna know what we about. You're gonna see Jeff Hafley over there, coordinator of the year or some shit. Watch, call him now. We're gonna be top 5 defense by then. Let's go.
Absolutely. I think we're going to like this game, that game, we're going to start seeing our defense really come together going into the week 10, right? That's our bye week.
Mm-hmm. Can't have an L going into the bye. That nasty ass baby. No way. Mm-mm.
And so I have us at an insane 8-1.
Okay.
In the bye week.
And the hype
is for real, right? It would just be insane.
The
Love hype, right? They'd be probably talking about MVP. We're going to this wide receiver core. It's no one's going to be standing out, right? It's the ball is just going to be spread all around. I think Jacobs is finally going to be in a backfield where he's not going to be ground to death throughout the season.
Right.
I don't know, man. I just feel like, right, this offense already was finding its groove last year. And then by this time, I feel like halfway in the defense are going to be showing us, what they can do.
100%. I'm with you, bro. I think the biggest thing is that you're going to really see you're going to see the third year jump between Watson and Dobbs, I feel. They're going to have the third year wide receiver jump. I'm really hoping that we have a healthy Watson for these first 9 games because then you're going to really see – that his impact on this team over that time period, right? And then, you still got all these other weapons that are second-year guys that are, the fact that we saw Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks literally, 2 weeks after the season was over, working out together in Florida with a Fervo that they rented and just putting in that work already. They weren't even trying to have vacation. They're like, fuck it, let's get work done. I love that. Part of me is, really excited to see what this team is going to be about this year. And, I just think that them losing that game against the Niners in the playoffs, it's going to leave a real bad taste in their mouth. I think they have something to prove here.
Yeah. And this I like bye weeks right in the middle of the season here.
Yep.
we're gonna have a few guys banged up, and it's gonna come at a perfect time, because then coming out of that bye week, we march down to Soldier Field.
This
is gonna be a fist fight, dude. I think this game is gonna be an absolute fist fight. It's gonna be Fury Usyk all over again.
I didn't realize that Usyk was 6'3", because Fury is so fucking tall, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. Like, oh my gosh. Like, dude. And he whooped his ass then, man. They lucky that they stopped the fight, stopped him from getting knocked out. He was knocked out on his feet.
Yeah, man. Give him that. They saved him by giving him the standing eight, and it was so late in the round then, man, that he got saved by the bell. So
literally. So I'm with you, bro. This is gonna be a hell of a. You tell me what you think first. This is gonna be a hell of a damn game.
I think it's gonna be a defensive battle. Yeah. I think there's gonna be somebody on our offense that we're excited to get back from the bye week, but for whatever reason, right, Love is gonna lose that rhythm, and we're gonna look a little off that first half. I think Bears are gonna go to the locker room at halftime with the lead. And we're going to be pulling our hair out. We're going to be like, what the fuck is going on, man? Because you know, crazy things like this always happen in the Packers-Bears rivalry, right? But then at the same time, though, our defense is going to be playing out of their minds, right? And so it's going to be like 10-7 at half. And we're going to be like, what is going on? But then we come out, right? Love finds his rhythm with some easy passes, gets his, you know, confidence up, get that ground game going. I think Nixon maybe in the second half has a big return that, you know, makes like really turns the momentum to this game. But, you know, I think Caleb Williams gets sacked like 5+ times this game, and he proves how tough he is, but he's getting, you know, that's how I feel is going to go on this one. But 9-1 though, bro, come on, let's go.
Okay, I'm with you. I think we're gonna win the game. I didn't realize that Caleb Williams was as short as he was, because they kept saying he's like 6'1", 6'1", 6 foot. And I saw him at the rookie premiere, and he was right there up against Jaden Daniels, and he looked short, looked like 5'10", 5'11", if you ask me. So not saying that it makes much of a difference, but by week 11, we should have a pretty freaking good idea about what the Bears are about, right? Like, based on DVOA and rankings last year, they had a top 10, top 8 defense. That didn't matter to Love. Love diced that shit up, okay? Then they went ahead and retooled their offense. The offensive line is still not good. I mean, that's just a fact, okay? And they didn't even have enough draft capital to really get anybody in there. They did pick up some free agents, but end of the day, you know, Caleb Williams, one thing that was a knock on him when he was coming out of USC this last year, you know, obviously when he was at Oklahoma, he did a lot better, right? But when he was at USC his last year, when pressure got to him, he didn't know what the hell to do. And Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator over there, is not a good OC. He is not a good guy to vote a conference from anybody, even from his former players, Jackson Smith and Jigba, you can see that. And so I think, like, by this point, you're going to be hearing – either roars of like, oh my God, Caleb Williams is the best, or what the hell do we just invest the first overall pick in this dude, right? And then you're going to start talking about his nails. You're going to start talking about the way he talks and the way he walks and the way he dresses. They're going to be just attacking all kinds of shit that don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
But Packers are going to win because the Bears still suck. They will always suck. And LaFleur is undefeated against the Bears, and that's just going to keep on continuing, baby.
He Seller, too, agrees with us. The buy fixes everything along with a trip to the employee break room. Ownership has its privileges. W.
Boom. Got him.
Absolutely. I cannot see it. I just don't see us losing this one. But I think this one's going to have us on the edge of our seats for a bit.
The field sucks. The field fucking sucks. So that's the first thing. But, it's a divisional game. And as much as we want to hate the Bears, they did get better. I mean, it's the truth, right? They got better. I mean – but, like, in the day, like, it's still the Bears, and they still find a way to fuck it all up. So, you know, it is what it is. And the fact that they did all this and they got Matt Eberflus still there, who was like a lame duck coach, you really think about it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he had so much turmoil going on in his staff last year with, you know, with with Alan Williams getting arrested for God knows what the hell he got into. And then on top of that too, you know, just there's just – I just – you know, they what they did is they went out and got a whole bunch of marquee names. They got all these, like, great names, right? But it's like it's kind of like what the Washington team used to do for many years. Get a whole bunch of name brand, big names, and then ain't shit happen with it. So on paper they may look great, but hey – Keenan Allen ain't a spring chicken, you know what I'm saying? And DeAndre Swift is definitely not a spring chicken. On top of that, too, he is injury. They both are injury prone. They wouldn't got a lot of injury prone guys. So hey, we'll see what happens. We'll see if they're there week 11.
Yeah. Then the big one, man. I know that a lot of people are circling this one.
Yep.
49ers come to town. And I think at this time of the season, we're hearing it hyped as the NFC Championship preview. How do you feel about that, Omer?
I am like Soder, and I am like you, and I am like every other Packer fan. I want this game so fucking bad, like so bad. And I want not only Jordan Love to have a good game, but I want Brock Purdy to have a fucking terrible game. Like, I want him to be exposed. By this point, I want there to be, like, literally screams from the Niners fans, like, we need a new cornerback. Can we go get Tom Brady? I want to hear all that shit. I want to hear it all. Okay? Like, I want them to put in freaking, you know, who the hell is their backup? Oh, God, what the hell is this dude? Is it a fucking not Nathan Peterman, is it? No, what is it?
I just saw this the other day, too, and I was kind of laughing about it.
I know we know this shit. I'm off my game today. Sorry. This is terrible on my part. Joshua Dobbs. Yes. I want fucking Dobbs in there, dog. I want it. I want it. Oh, is it Mike White?
The Pastronaut?
Yeah, the Pastronaut. Yeah. Mr. Genius. But yeah, no, I want this game. I want Jeff Halfley to get back at Kyle Shanahan. Not saying that he has to, just, you know, just for shits and giggles. What I want is for the Packers to win, and I want to see how fucking Kyle Shanahan hugs fucking Matt LaFleur. Because every time he beats him, he goes and gives him this really long embrace hug and all this bullshit, right? But when LaFleur beat him, he gave him a half-ass handshake and just kept walking. So I want that again. I want LaFleur to win, and I want LaFleur to barely shake his hand and keep on fucking walking. I want it so bad, bro. I don't even care about how the game ends. I don't care. As long as we win, I want to see how Kyle Shanahan acts. He's a sore ass loser. He is a fucking sore loser, bro. And he's proven that time and time and time again. He's a choke artist.
Yeah. I have an eerie, icky feeling about this one, man.
Yeah, I know. But that home.
I feel like the Niners are coming to town and they're going to like hit the ground rolling in the first half of the game, and we're going to be down like 3 scores at one point. But I think we're like down 2 at halftime. Yeah. Then I think we like battle all the way back, and like we fail on like a game-winning drive, or like Carlson misses a game-winning kick or something like that. So it starts off as a game that looks like it's going to be a beatdown, but then it turns into like almost an amazing comeback, and we just feel sick to our stomachs. And Packers fall, and we're 9-2. That's how I have this one going down, man. But here's the thing. I think we get our revenge in the playoffs, but
could happen.
Yeah, could happen. That's what I'm hoping for. Because at this time, I'm like, I mean, I can't, for whatever reason, I'm like 10-1, and this game just feels like we're going to be coming off that we barely beat the Bears in a fist fight game. And for whatever reason, we fall on this one. But then, right, you're talking about this earlier, right? Yeah. That quick turnaround. Now, all of a sudden, we have our back against the wall. We're playing like 4 days later against the Dolphins. It's Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
How are we feeling about that quick turnaround then? You know,
I mean, see, this is a game where I really want the Packers to win because Joe Barry is the linebacker coach in Miami. And I just want them to run the ball 150 times and keep running and keep running and keep running. Even when the game's over, just keep running the fucking ball. I just keep playing. I don't give a fuck. I just that offense is high powered like shit. Okay, let's just be real. You know, you got Tyreek Hill, you got Jaylen Waddle, you got freaking now OBJ. Their running backs are disgusting. Raheem Mostert, who is a bugaboo of Green Bay. Then, of course, there's A-Chain. They picked up Jalen Wright, our draft crush, right? And then they still got Salman Ahmed. They got a lot of freaking good players. Their offensive line has always been like the question mark, and that is where they improved in the draft. They actually drafted some pretty good guys to kind of fix that up a little bit. But defensively, you know, they had a lot. They picked up some good – I mean, Chop Robinson, another one of your favorites, right?
Yeah.
But, like – a lot of their marquee guys are one has a torn ACL, one has a torn Achilles. So who knows if they're going to be back at full strength at this point? They might be because it'll be week 12, right? But week 13. But let's be real, like who knows what's going to happen there? Their defense has a lot of good weapons, but like we've exposed Jalen Ramsey in the past. That's nothing new there, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be that game where we're going to be expected to lose and we'll somehow pull it off, right? And I don't know about Tua. Like I think Tua, when he's healthy and he's not hurt, he's a great quarterback. I put him up there.
It'd be too cold for him. He's going to want to go back to Hawaii.
It could be now.
That's what I'm thinking. I think it's going to be a shootout though.
Yeah.
You know, Hill, Waddle, Beckham. Tua's got the weapons, but I feel like we got the weapons, right, as well.
100%.
And I think Carlson is going to get a game winner in this one or something. It's going to be down to the wire. It's going to be the perfect dessert to my Thanksgiving feast.
Mm.
So that's what I'm thinking, man. It's going to be I think it's a game again too where Tua comes out hot, but as it gets later and colder, he's soda. We all want to go back to Hawaii.
He ain't lying.
That's true, man.
That's the truth right there. That's the truth right there. Go see my boy Mike now.
But I think the Packers get the W on Thanksgiving, and this is like the Packers' like first of four straight primetime games as well.
Yes,
right. It's like we have like no primetime games until like week 13, but then we have like four in a row.
Which is awesome, which I love, because then now, like, you know, it makes it easier for us to watch them too, right? And because neither one of us are in a local market, so, you know, you kind of got to do what you got to do. But I'm with you, bro. This is going to be that game where, like I said, just like last Thanksgiving, we were expected to lose, and we came out and we mollywopped the Lions, right? Yeah. And it was a hell, it wasn't even as close as the score is saying, because Joe Barry started doing prevent shit. But the truth was, we beat the shit out of them. And I think that Mike McDaniels is a very good coach. But sometimes I feel like when adversity hits, he does kind of like crumble a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, and he's shown that in his, like, just his big losses in the playoffs, as well as like in big games where it's like when shit hits the fan, he struggles, you know? So I'll be interested in seeing if he's found a way to come mitigate that.
Yeah. And then the NFL and their infinite wisdom, right? They're like, well, you play on Thanksgiving Day on Thursday. Let's have you play again next week on Thursday as we head to Detroit Rock City.
Okay.
You know what, man? I'll just say it flatly, as I think Goff gets his revenge in this game, right? He's going to look like a different quarterback playing indoors. Amon St. Brown is going to show us why he's getting $30 million a year. I think the Lions offensive line, for whatever reason, plays out of their mind. The Packers and quiets a Packers pass rush that's like in top five in the NFL at that time, though.
Right.
And it's going to show us that Packers Lions are both like possibly Super Bowl contenders coming out of the NFC North division. It's just a crazy playoff atmosphere in Detroit for this game. But how are you feeling about this one?
Personally, I feel like now that kind of like Love and LaFleur, they have an idea now at this point what they're going to get from each other, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't have that first time you played against Detroit. And then they figure it out the second time, right? And then they're going to have already played them already. And I feel like at this point, they're going to know exactly what they're dealing with. I think they come away with a win just because they have the proper like rest, right? And truth be told, I believe that, you know, at this point, you're going to start seeing cracks in that Lions team. Like, you kind of saw it last year. And yeah. Don't be surprised if they have a new DC by week 14. Like, if Aaron Glenn's fired or something. Like, ooh. I think, like, you know, like, he could be gone. I don't see – Campbell doesn't seem like the kind – he wouldn't do that to a coach. Like, he would cut players, but he wouldn't cut, like, a coach like that. Like, he would give him the rest of the year probably. And then he'd probably fire him then. But yeah, don't be surprised. Like that defense, if it's not humming by them, which I don't think it will, because Glenn is not a good defensive coordinator. I think we come away with a win. But it's going to be a little bit of tough sledding just because we're going to be in Detroit. But the cool thing is that we can go back to last year and be like, hey, look, we did this before. Why can't we do it again? Right?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be big things. Could be in their development, like the development of their rookies on defense. Like if those two, right? Like if they do well, maybe. But like, you know, everyone has their rookie days, right? So that could be something that kind of falls back into them. So
yeah, I'm just really liking how those Packers Lions rivalry is shaping up. So I feel like it's been almost like the last 30 years of my life, the Packers have been freaking good.
Yeah,
and we've seen our division rivals like, you know, rise and fall, and you get to experience like the Packers and Bears being the best two teams, and then the Packers and Vikings being the best two teams, and the Packers and the Lions being the best two teams in the division. And for whatever reason, I think I like it when the Lions are I don't know. Maybe it's just they've been so bad for so long that I feel sympathetic for their fans.
Yeah.
But I love it when the Vikings and Bears are bad.
Me too.
I feel sorry for the Detroit fans when the Lions are bad, but for the Vikings fans and Bears fans, I'm like, good.
There's some Lions fans that I actually get along with really well. And I'm always, you know, whenever we're not playing them, I'm rooting for them. Right. But then when we're not playing them, then I'm like, you guys are talking shit. But you know, some of them are pretty cool about it. And some of them, I'm like, okay, you know what? This is your first success in like how many years? Like, you know, relax a little bit, you know, but I'm with you where I'm so used to them just not being good. And I don't think that's going to happen. Like, I think you're going to just keep seeing them get better. Unless
they broke the pattern.
Unless people figure it out, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. I think Glenn's figured it out. And maybe Johnson is too. Who knows, right? So it's going to be a good game. And it'll be just interesting to see at that point in the season. Because at this point, now you're looking at playoff implications, right? Yeah. And who's playing? Like, if for whatever reason, the Packers have something locked up. Let's say they have the first seed locked up by this point. They shouldn't, but what if they did? That would be wild as shit, right? I'm just saying. By then, what are we looking at here? We're looking at 11 and 2 or 12 and what are we looking at right now?
I'm going to have them at 10 and 3 myself at that time.
You're at 10 and 3. I think I'm going to have them like at 11 and 2. So who knows, right? So, like, a lot of things kind of come into it, but I think we come away with the win. I think we come away with
the win. Then the next week, man, I got this one circled. I'm so stoked for it because
you're going to have a blast. Oh, my God.
This one's going to be in my backyard, right? I live 90 miles north of Seattle.
Oh, shit.
I got a good buddy that lives down there.
Okay.
He's a Seahawks fan. We're already talking about getting tickets. I can crash at his place.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably going to be a cold, wet, windy, rainy night. Seahawks are moving in the right direction right now, but their defense still needs some work at the inside linebacker position. So I think this becomes another Jacobs, Dylan, Lloyd three-headed monster game. And we run the ball a lot just because I think, like I said, it's going to be Sunday night. Right? It's going to be dark, cold, rainy, especially in Washington at this time of the season. This is the third game in a row, right? Third of four primetime games. I think Kenneth Walker for Seahawks has a solid game, too. It's just a big running back game all around.
Yeah.
The Packers lead comfortably, though, the whole game, I think. I got Packers coming to town and winning this one. Another West Coast trip, right?
Okay. You and Soder are, I love you guys, and I'm happy you guys believe in it. I can't do it, man. I'm about to cry right now because you know why? Because every time we go to Seattle, we always fucking lose. We lose. Even in 2018, we were whooping their ass. Loss. 2014, loss. Every time they come to Green Bay, we whoop their ass. I mean, it is embarrassing how badly we beat them. But we go to their house, it don't matter if we have a 3-touchdown lead. They come back and beat us every freaking. Now, that might be a Pete Carroll thing and not a Mr. Mike McDonald thing, right? That could be what it is, okay?
I'm hoping so.
I'm hoping so, too. But Jesus and Pete, I'm just – and then I hate Taylor Heinicke primarily because of the fact that he's a he's not a good quarterback, but he somehow beats us. He beat us when he was in Washington. Now he's there as a backup. What if Geno Smith's not playing well and they want to put his ass in, right? Like, I have PTSD with Seattle in Seattle. PTSD.
I do too, man. I mean,
I shouldn't say that because there's people that actually have PTSD.
Fail Mary.
Oh, yeah. Fail Mary. Dude, there's so much. 2012, 2014, 2018. It just keeps fucking going. And I can't do it. I can't do it, Captain. I can't do it. So, no, I'm saying L just because I am traumatized. Man. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to win by like 4 touchdowns. And I'm okay with that. I'm fine. I would love for that to happen. I'm reverse jinxing this shit. This is the one game I'm going to reverse jinx. L. And prove me wrong, damn it. Prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong.
I hope so. I'm just stoked because I'm not going to get back to Wisconsin during the football season.
Okay.
So the fact that they're coming to Seattle, I'm just like, I'm so stoked for that game.
It's going to be a good game because
I picked them to win because I'm going. They better.
That's it. Hey, in my heart of hearts, I support this and I want this to come true. I'm just thinking about 2014 again. I still see Rodgers throwing a moon ball to Robert Tonyan in 2018. Right, and we were just beating the shit out of them. They come back and beat us somehow. I'm just like, you gotta be freaking kidding. Now, this ain't the same Seattle team. And this team is very high powered on offense. Defensively, they got some really good players, but overall, they're not that great, right? But they have a new DC. They have a new coordinator there. They have, our former linebacker coach KO is over there.
Yeah,
so that's a revenge game for him. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm going L right now. Because, you know, my homerism will want me to pick every game for us to win, but I'm going to pick this one's out.
Okay. So then we have the game that we'll be streaming live or doing a live show for.
Yes.
Against the Saints, baby. I gotta tell a quick story here, man. Okay. So last year, I had I was like, Hooday Nation podcast or something like that reach out to me and were like, hey man, you want to come on our show? We want to pass man. I'm like, hell yeah, dude, let's do this. You know, they don't like, we're just gonna talk about the game. You know, I asked them, like, well, is there anything I should prep for the segment or anything? And they're like, we're just gonna talk about the game. I'm like, cool, I'll just bring some general notes and thoughts. And they brought on like live fans, right? That the podcast did, and they just let the fans let me have it, you know. I felt like I was getting roasted. Yeah, there was some good conversation first, but then they were like, oh, now we're going to bring some fans on. And so they bring in fans on and they're like, oh man, they were letting me have it. And so then I'm like, oh man, I can't wait till the game. Mm. Right. Then we're watching the first half of that game last year and it's 17-0 at halftime. And I'm like, Oh my God.
I was too. I think everybody was. We're like, what the hell?
These guys are going to let me have it even worse now because I predicted we would win this game on their show. And then, of course, Carr goes down and we pull it out 18-17. I think it's going to be another low scoring game, but Derek Carr is another quarterback who struggles in the cold. Yep. And so Lambeau Field gets it done for us again, and we win by like one score, and it's like 23-17 or something like that. We improved to 12-3, but I just had to tell that story about getting roasted on that podcast, man. And then for them to pull it out like they did for me, to save
chef's
me.
Kiss, man, chef's kiss. So I went to high school and college in Louisiana, right? So I have a lot in the NOLA area in particular. So I have a lot of friends and a lot of like friends that are basically family for me, right? And so normally whenever the Packers and the Saints play, they're always talking shit. And they were talking shit in the beginning, and then they started getting quiet, right? And and they ain't got nothing to say after the game was over. But I am probably one of the biggest Carr brother haters there is. And I hate on Derek. I hate on David Carr because he can't stop talking shit about Green Bay after Devontae got traded away. And wow. And then of course, you know, he keeps putting like Derek Carr in like MVP conversations. And I'm just like, dude, he is not that good. And yeah, you know, they keep paying him all this money and he ain't done shit. And his whole shtick about like the whole like, you know, like Jesus boy stuff. It's just like, bro, like just get off of it, dude. Like you are so annoying. Like, hey man, you bleed in your faith, No, no hate. But just some of the stuff he says is like he sounds like Russell Wilson. I'm just like, bro, it just seems fake. But for me, that team, Dennis Allen is a very good DC. He has not been a really good head coach, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised they retained him. They came in, they changed their offensive scheme. They went and got who the hell did they get? They got someone they got rid of Pete Carmichael finally. And yeah. their new OC is
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, never mind. They got Clint Kubiak, who, you know, from the Gary Kubiak tree, from the Kevin Stefanski tree, right? Yeah. And so Clint's all right. The reason why they brought him over was because he was with the San Francisco 49ers last year.
Yep.
Right. So he learned from them. He learned from Kyle. So they're probably trying to bring that like Kyle Shanahan kind of scheme to the New Orleans. Now, New Orleans got weapons at the wazoo again. I mean, dude, Alvin Kamara. I mean, and then you got Kendrick, got the running back, the rookie running back from last year. Then you have, of course, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed. I mean, yeah. And then, you know, they're tight ends who like Juwan Johnson? I think it's
Juwan Johnson. Yeah.
Yep. And the one thing that they didn't have going from, which they used to have for many years, was a really solid offensive line. And they kept trying to rebuild it. And what happened was like, they kept getting guys that just kept getting hurt. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, they lost Adarius Pete to the Raiders. They drafted his replacement. And they also, on top of that too, they stay, you know, they're hoping some big things from Cesar Ruiz. So this is going to be one of those games. Cause it's going to be freezing cold. It's going to be cold as shit in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And this is the dome team from the South, from deep South. Right. So they're going to have to come ready to play. And this is one of those things that Brian Bulaga would say on his show with Jason Wilde and Tausch, where he would say, like, you know, a lot of these teams that are front runners, you know, they'll come up in the off in the first quarter, second quarter, they're running their mouth, they're talking shit, they're playing hard as hell. But if you're that team that keeps being on them and you keep scoring and you keep taking that fight out of them, when it gets to the third quarter, you know, and probably in the middle of the third of end of the third quarter, they ain't got shit. All that shit's gone. Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes they lose in the first quarter. If you go up two scores on some teams, that's all it wrote. And yeah. Saints could possibly be the worst team in that division this year. You know, like honestly, like
yeah. you know, division is crazy. I feel like it's a different person winning that division every year. Like,
yeah, and I know Carolina's not good, but I'm just saying, like, Carolina actually got better coaching now, I feel like, right? And they supplemented pretty well in the draft. Those two could be fighting for last place, Carolina and the Saints. You know what I'm saying? Personally is what I feel. So yeah, I think we're gonna beat the Saints. I have no problems about that. Yeah.
I do want to put it out there though. Those fans that were giving me a hard time, they knew their stuff and they had they were super passionate. So I want to put that disclaimer out there. I don't think any ill will towards any Saints.
Just talking shit. They don't know that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, but I felt like it was like one after another, I felt like I was Tom Brady getting roasted. and I was like, I'm like, man, I don't want to come on here and talk shit.
No. But on the same here too, though.
Especially like, when you're the only white dude on the show that day.
Take it the wrong way.
I'm just gonna take my lumps right now, man. And then I had to like to the two hosts though after the game. Hey, great game, guys. I'd love to be on your show again sometime.
Trying to ignore your ass, left you on red.
We'll see if they want to come back, if they want me to come back this year.
Did you watch the game like as it was going? Like, did you hear Jonathan Vilma compare Alante Taylor to Charles Woodson?
Oh, yes.
I think that was the most frustrating part of that game, was listening to that man who was a really good linebacker in his day say some of the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my entire life an analyst say. Like, bro, like, what?
Yeah.
There's very few players that could be ever put in the world of freaking Charles Woodson, dog. And Alante Taylor is not one of them, dude. Yeah. Maybe Tyrion Matthew when he was there. Maybe.
Yeah.
But what? Get your ass out. Okay, so yeah, trust me. That's why I was – that I think made me more mad during the game was listening to that garbage than actually, like, us going down. And the truth was we barely won that game. If Groupie makes a pretty makeable field goal, game over.
Yeah.
So we got lucky as hell in that game, 100%.
Yeah, we did. Then week 17, Packers head to Minnesota. There's going to be a giant blizzard, feet of snow, but it doesn't freaking matter because they play in a bubble.
Yep.
Love carves them the F up in this game, man.
Again.
Still trying to develop McCarthy. We might see Darnold in this game too. Aaron Jones is going to be a non-factor at this time because he's probably going to be too banged up at this point in the season. And the Vikings are going to be eliminated from the playoffs. So he's probably not going to be pushing himself back to play banged up. I hope he's healthy. Don't get that wrong. I'm not trying to put that on him.
We as Packers fans know
that's kind of the deal with him at this point of the season.
Right.
So this will be the first time the Packers sweep this series since 2020. I think this is the game that locks the one seed up for us.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that it's going to be a W. I don't think I think we proved that the two things that die at that stadium are birds that hit it and Vikings aspirations, because we came in there and we destroyed that shit. And I don't see us dropping off. If anything, I feel like the Packers play better on turf like that. They just seem to play extremely fast, right? And I do feel like Brian Flores and that defense, and I think Mike Pettine is still there as a consultant or some shit, right?
Yeah.
But Flores is going to probably get that defense playing pretty well. I mean, they picked up Greenwood. They got a lot of rookie good talent. But the truth of the matter is that they are still devoid of, like, overall depth, and their secondary is still not good. And Darren Byers remorse with a lot of the players they've drafted, with Booth and with Klein and shit like that. And honestly, TJ Hockenson tore his ACL last year, right? I don't know if he'll be back for that game. He should be back by then, but you never know, right?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is quarterback. You don't know who's going to be playing quarterback by that point. Is it JJ? Is it not JJ? Is it Sam Darnold? Did they go pick somebody else up? Who knows, right? Like, the truth of the matter is, like, we don't know what we're going to get by that point, but the Packers should be pretty much on a roll at this point. They should be ready. They should be kind of like, all right, this is who we are on offense, defense, special teams, and this is who we're going to be for the rest of the year. So win all day. Let's go.
Yeah. I didn't know this about JJ, that he might only be able to throw to one side of the field. So that's funny. I hope that's something that comes to
fruition. Yes, same.
Then, right, to end the season, we bring the Bears to town.
Yep.
Fans will be arguing over this one because it's going to be, do we rest guys for the playoffs, or do we want to beat down the Bears?
Yep.
I think we want to beat down the Bears.
I think so too.
I think this is going to be – so the first one I was talking about how it was going to be low scoring.
Yeah.
I think this one, even though it's cold, I think the offenses are going to get it going. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see – like Caleb Williams is going to show some potential, I think. And we're like, oh, man, like he is getting better. We are going to see the Bears offense improve. But I think by the end of this game, we're just gonna pull away with it. I think Caleb Williams is gonna be under attack in the pocket. He's gonna be flushed out of the pocket. I think he throws a couple picks in this game. Oh, and this is a flex game, right? This is to be determined. This could be played on a Sunday or Monday, so we could get another Sunday or Monday night football game. I would love a Monday night football game. How awesome would it be? Say this. What if this game came down to this, Summer? This is for the Packers to get the one seed. If they win it, they get the one seed. If they lose two seed. But what if this is like the Bears? They do have a better than expected season. And mm-hmm. if they win this game, they get a wild card. Yep. If they lose, they're out of the playoffs. I would love it to come down to Packers getting the one seed and the Bears trying to make the playoffs in this game to watch the Packers win, go 14-3 on the season, and eliminate the Bears from playoff contention.
Payback, baby. I'll put it this way. The Bears are losers. All right, we are winners, so whatever. You know, that's all I got to say. We're going to win this damn game, dog. Like, we're going to smack them dudes. And the truth is, at this point, again, we will know exactly what the Bears are about. Eferbus might be fired by this point, or he might be getting an extension. Who knows, right? And I'm going to tell you, like, you know, this is like, it's funny because like a guy like Caleb Williams should be given every opportunity, right? He should be given at least 2-3 years, okay? But with everything they've done to kind of get him ready for, get him the best situation to be in when he comes there, and if things aren't working right, oh my gosh, dude. The amount of drama that you're going to get out of Chicago, I mean, it's crazy to see the things that they're posting right now. Could you imagine what they're going to be posting if they're like, you know, 6-11 or some bullshit by then? Oh my gosh. I can't wait. I'm telling you right now, I am looking forward to it. It sucks that we're finishing up with the Bears, but at least they're coming home. You know, they're coming to Green Bay. We're not playing in Chicago. And it's going to be, like I said, this year is going to be a statement season for the Packers, I think, in a big way, right? Because, you know, Jordan's going to get extended more than likely. And it's going to be time for them to really decide, all right, well, he's extended and we really have a 2-3 year window before we start paying all these young talent. So you got, what do we say? You guys strike the iron while it's hot, right? So this is the time.
Strike the iron while it's hot. And so I think it's going to be a 14-3 season, but with the results that I have, Umar, here's the scary thing. People are going to be like, oh my gosh, we're 14-3, but our three losses are going to be the Eagles, the Niners, and the Lions. Three teams will likely have to get by in the playoffs. So that's going to be a big controversy. Is like, yeah, we're 14-3, but the three teams that beat us are also in the playoffs in the NFC. So that's the season I think that's going to play out. You know, whether we make it to the Super Bowl or not this year, the championship window is open. You know, I think we at least make the NFC championship this year. I got to say that.
We got to keep improving. You got to keep improving, right? So we got the divisional, right? And now let's go to the next one, right? And, you know, I'm telling you, like, just think about it like that. Like, when the Packers, when Rodgers took over, he had a 6-10 season. The next year he went to the divisional round and lost. Then the following next year he went to Super Bowl and won, right? Yeah. And then maybe Jordan he's a year ahead. Right. What if he's like, all right, well, I've already gone to the division. I'm gone to the divisional and won. I went to the divisional and lost. So what if this is the year that he takes it to the next level and takes it all the way? Who knows? Like, I'm just saying, like, history does have a tendency to repeat itself, and it could work. And Soder said something here about doing a watch party for the game. We could try. I know I'm going to be traveling. I more than likely will be with a lot of my Philly friends in Philly at someone's house or something to watch the game. So we could probably do it. I'll just be like around a lot of people. So I want to like give the proper attention. But you guys will get to see me in action watching the game and I can say some really stupid, crazy shit. So, and someone has suggested, so if you're down, Bernie, I'm down. We could try to make it work.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I'll look at the schedule. I feel like a Friday night is one I can swing.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I think that would be fun. I'm going to have to, I guess, get on Amazon quick and order myself a vuvuzela then.
yes.
A green one and a yellow one, right?
There you go. You switch it off.
Yeah. But hey, man, that's what we got here. You know, it's thanks for sticking around, man. We got through that schedule. We've been going here live for almost an hour and a half now.
Yep. That's good.
That's Keith Soder says Friday. I'll be drunk. I think a lot of Packer fans are gonna be drunk for that one.
Yep.
And but man, the schedule is gonna be fun. I really hope we go 14-3. I'm gonna be as optimistic as possible. You know, we got to make the playoffs at least. I think, you know, if the right people stay healthy, I feel like 10 and 7 is kind of like our basement. 14 and 3 is our ceiling.
I agree with that. Yeah, 100%.
Depending health-wise, right? When you're thinking if everybody important stays healthy long enough, you know, that's what I try to think about when I think about that basement. And with the weapons that we have, I think 10 and 7 would be the basement. But today you saw me predict 14 and 3. That's because I'm feeling good, baby.
Me too, man. Me too. We could probably try to do one again before the season starts, right? And then just to let people know that we're going to be trying to line up some guests here soon. So we're hoping to have a show this Wednesday evening with Jason Woldy. So we're going to try to get him on. We might do a live show or we might just do a recording and just put the recording the next day so you guys can download it on Apple and Spotify and watch it on maybe possible on YouTube. And then next Monday, we're hoping to have Matt Ramage. And so that should be a real treat. Get to talk to him and have a good time with him too. And then after that, we're going to keep trying to see if we can steadily keep guests coming in and just trying to maybe even try to see if we can get some players on here too and just, you know, shoot the shit. So just stay tuned. And as soon as we get more information, we'll let you guys know.
All right. Well, that's our time. Check us out. You can find Coast to Coast Packers. We're on Game On Wisconsin. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. Come check us out. You can find the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Find me at Bernie Bango on X. I guess it's official now, right? It's X.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Almost took you on Twitter just to be an ass.
Yeah, it's going to be Twitter forever.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I'm Bernie Bango.
I'm Armored Sai. You can find me at Armored3455 on Twitter. And check us out. If you missed anything, make sure to download the episodes. Check us out on there too. Subscribe, comment, share the whole nine yards. Please try to do what you guys can by sharing our episodes. If you think it's a good episode, please share with your friends. And you know, we're just trying to broaden our reach as much as we can. And it's up to you guys to help us with that. So thank you for everything. Thank you for the 129 folks that are on here listening to us yibber yabber here about the damn schedule. You guys are the greatest, man. Thank you so much. Go Pack. Yeah, thank you, sir. Go Pack, go, baby.
As always, go Pack, go.